time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media following the Ravens' big win over the Lions on Sunday.
Lamar, Lions had the best record in the NFL coming here, and you beat them by 32. What does that say about the Ravens team?
When we doing what we're supposed to do, like I always say, the sky's the limit for us, and we just showed a glimpse today, I believe.
Lamar, you don't seem very happy after a performance like this.
I believe when you're playing regular season games, you should be okay, with winning. I'm all right with winning, but it's still regular season, And we made strides for improvement from last week, and early on in the season, I believe we did, but it's just one regular season game.
Lamar, what does it feel like when you guys in the first half are clicking like that and you're finishing every drive with touchdowns? What is the feeling? What is the confidence level? What was it like today in the first half?
Just keep being consistent and keep doing what we're doing. We had one hiccup, Justin. But, we talked about it on the sideline and we shouldn't be having that problem anymore. But little stuff like that. That's why I'm not, pleased with the win, because we was trying to strive for every job. We were going to score, put points on the board, but we didn't because of that fumble. But it's pretty good. We got the win, so I'm satisfied.
Lamar, you talked a lot about leaving plays on the field, and you guys hit on a lot of big plays today. You lit up the scoreboard. I mean, just what did it feel like to see the offense kind of at least, I would imagine, getting close to what you guys would want to look like on Sunday?
I mean, it's pretty good. That's what we expected. That's what we expect out of each other. Our offense to be moving the ball down the field, no problem, and putting points on the board. But we need to just keep being consistent. That's the biggest aspect I got out of this game.
Yes, when we spent the whole summer asking you about Monk and his offense, and you told us how excited you were. Is this kind of what you had in mind, kind of what you envisioned?
Yeah, but we just need to keep going the week in and week out, not just one game and next week or the following week. It's, where did the offense go? Stuff like that. I don't like seeing stuff and hearing stuff like that, because I believe we got a great offense.
Mark, you guys you have won the coin toss and then took the ball, and then you went down the field and scored and fourth down play. How important was that? Do you feel like that kind of set the tone for this game?
I wasn't expecting, because all season I don't believe we won a coin toss, and I said this last week when we played Tennessee on the sideline. I'm like, we haven't won a coin toss, and we begin the ball first every game, But when we won, I was expecting the defense go out there, and then Snoop told me, yeah, we out there first. I was cool with it, but we just had to be focused, and that's what we did today. We was a lot focused, a lot sharp, I believe, but we just need to keep doing it.
Lamar, John talked about the offensive line. It seemed like, especially in the first half, I don't know that I've ever seen you on a regular basis have as much time to throw as you did. I mean, did it feel that way to you?
First of all, Detroit got a great defensive line. Well, I believe our offense just blocked their tail off. Mo, Ty, John, Zeitler, Ronnie, those guys have blocked their tail off. And with the timing I had, I just had to get my receivers, tight end, running back, fullback the ball, in a great location. The sky's the limit for our offense. We just need to keep doing it.
Lamar, there were multiple times where you put the defense in an impossible situation. You look like you're going to run, and then you threw the ball. The big one was to Gus Edwards. Was that you? Was that Coach Monken? Was that schemed up?
Yeah. It was schemed up. I'm going to say it was schemed up. We had success with it. It was schemed up. I don't want to give it away, but hats off to Gus for having to keep his head up, and doing what he's supposed to do.